Joined here by head coach Tony Gregg of the Gilman City Boys. They went 1-1 last week, had a pretty good effort, came up a little bit short against Grundy R5 on Tuesday night. 61-46, good bounce back against East Harrison on Thursday. Won that one soundly, 63-29. Game tonight, heading down to Winston for pool play in the HTC tournament. Gilman City plays East Harrison tonight at 7:30. And we'll be right back at Winston playing the Winston Redbirds tomorrow night at 7:30. All the information there, correct, Coach?
Instead of tomorrow night, the girls play tomorrow night at Grundy, and we'll face Winston on Thursday night.
Gotcha. And as I was saying, too, I just need to get a better printer. I think I can read the team's names okay, all the information. I can see Winston. The other stuff is a little bit faded on my sheet, so appreciate that on your end. From the information that I saw on the Grundy game last Tuesday, it was very similar to the Pattonsburg game. He gave Grundy a pretty good run for three quarters, and then they took control in the fourth. Was that, you know, were the two games kind of similar?
Yeah, they were. Hats off to them. That's a good ball team, and we're just trying to get better each day we play them, and kind of have that growth mindset, because we're hoping to see them. You know, if things go well, we'll see them in probably the championship of HTC tournament, and we share districts with them too. So we just want to get better each time we play them. And it was, I think, going into the fourth quarter, a 3 or 4 point game. And they had a kid come off the bench and hit 3 three-pointers, you know, in the fourth quarter. So, you know, hats off to that kid. He did a real good job and just kind of put it away. And we tried fouling late to extend the game a little bit. So even at that, you know, it was more of a 9-10 point game. But they played well. And I thought our boys played well, too. And we shot a little bit better than we did the first time.
If in your district, I think it gets seeded midweek this week. If Green City's a one, you got to figure Grundy's a two. I don't have the list in front of me. Do you kind of feel like, Coach, is your team in the running to potentially get that number three seed and maybe a meeting with Grundy in the semifinals?
I think we should be. You know, everybody's this time of year is who's playing their best ball. But I do. I'd say Green City would be the one and Grundy the two, and then we probably should fall right behind that in the three spot.
When it comes to your team, Coach, coming out of that Grundy game, what were the things that you like about what the way your team was playing, and what were the things that you wanted to work on that Wednesday practice?
Well, I thought we covered the floor defensively a little bit better than we did in the first game. You know, we changed a few things up, and they're just a hard team to be able to man against, one, due to their size. They've got two or three kids that are just, you know, 6'2", 6'3", somewhere in that range, and that's just not us. So we did a pretty good job, I thought, most of the game, covering the outside shot and knowing where the shooters were. And like I said, that had the number 10 come off the bench and hit those three in the corner on us, you know, in the fourth quarter alone, and just wasn't really looking for that one. So I was pleased with the way the boys played, and there's still a few things that we need to get better at, but we'll save that for hopefully the next time we see them.
Yeah, you hope you see them, because it probably would be in either districts or it'd be this weekend in the conference championship game. Yeah, even in a loss, when the guys know they can play against a team that has that sort of a record, just knowing that they can play against them and you got a shot, if you hit the floor against them, that's big for the self-confidence of the Hawks, isn't it?
It is. You know, they've kind of had our number the last couple of years with this good team they've had. And getting that win against Princeton in the tournament kind of gave the boys some confidence and seeing that we can play them closer. And we've talked about it all season on, you know, just learning from our losses and getting better. And I do think the boys have adopted that growth mindset that we can play with. They feel like they can play with anybody on any given night. They just we just got to keep learning every time that when we face somebody and things don't go quite the way we want them to.
It had been a while since your team had been on the road. You had the tournament, and then you had the home game with Grundy. So there's always concerns with getting back on the bus for the first time in a couple weeks. But the boys handled their test up at East Harrison very well. That was a convincing win on Thursday. Things go as well for your team as that score would indicate?
Yeah, it did. It went pretty good, and Coach Hogan's got the boys playing real well up there at East Harrison. Where they started at the beginning of the season, I feel like they've really grown. And so we come out and it was like a 2-point game at the first quarter. We were up a couple, and then we kind of opened it up in the second quarter, and we were able to get everybody playing that night. So it was a fun win, good atmosphere up there at their new gym, but they did. I felt that the starters came in, and we kind of talked about not you know, coming out and setting an example early and trying to do the things we wanted to, and that way we can get everybody in the game. And I felt like they did. Sometimes we kind of, you know, we're a little bit slow getting started, but I felt like that night they really did. They played well. We kind of put ourselves in some situations to test our knowledge and test our abilities. And then whenever we went back to the things we like to do, we really took off. So hats off to the boys. They played a real good game that night.
You play Winston at their place on Thursday night, as we mentioned earlier. This will be, I think it's the fourth time you've seen Winston. So as far as conference teams that know each other like the back of their hand, the Redbirds and the Hawks, they are in that category. What are the things, from knowing Winston so well, what are the things that are key to getting a W on Thursday night, Coach?
Well, it's definitely, you know, holding the Yahtzee boy down in the middle. He's, you know, he's a handful in there. He's such a big kid and plays aggressive and plays well. And we've done a pretty good job on that most of the times we've seen him this year. And I think the last game, it was kind of like some of these losses we've had here recently. You know, a guy come down and hit late in the game, hit a few shots outside. So we've got to be a little bit better defensively covering the entire floor, even though we're giving so much attention to the big guy in the middle.
That's the head coach over at Gilman City, Tony Gregg. Two games coming up this week at Winston will decide where the Hawks play and whom they play in the trophy round. Consolation final Friday night at 6:30. These are at Winston. Third place at Winston Saturday at 2:30. And the HDC championship game will be Saturday night at 5:30. Coach, good luck to you in the tournament this week. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thank you, Tom.